So, this is officially season 2, episode 1. And it's in LA. But first, let me say this. I didn't even know I would have lasted 100 episodes. Like, it all added up, you know? And for those of you just tuning in, let me tell you that the first 100 episodes was just Las Vegas. And then season 2 is going to be LA and SoCal. I'm going to start off by saying thank myself. I thank myself in the mirror for giving so many people rides, and so many people got out home on time, got to work on time, and got there safely. So even though I felt like a loser a lot of times driving Uber, at the end of the day, it's a rewarding job. People trust you with their lives and they get there safe. That's huge. A lot of people have car accidents and all kinds of shit happens. So anyway, so first episode, it's about these two guys I picked up from Santa Clarita. They're going to a funeral of their friend and they're all in early 30s. Like, one of the guys was 31, the other one was like 33. And they're like hardcore freaking drug addicts. I don't want to say drug addicts, but they love to do drugs, but they all have like full-time jobs and everything. But they opened up in the car and they were going to their friend who just died from a heroin overdose about a couple of weeks, 1 week ago or a week and a half ago. And one of the guys, literally, as I pulled up, he had a 12-pack of beer in his hand. And he was fucked up out of his mind. So as he got in, he sat next to me. And he was like, "You want a beer?" I'm like, "No, I'm good, bro. I'm driving. What the fuck you mean I want a beer?" And then he's like, "We're just going to wait for my friend to get down. He's kind of late." And this guy, you know, picture ponytail, wearing sunglasses. He has a black shirt for the funeral. And I guess it was the wake or something. And then... but he had these khaki pants, which didn't match the fucking black shirt. Anyway, then their friend comes. His friend comes. He sits in the back. So the whole time, this guy, you know, started talking about drugs, like from doing shrooms to meth to fucking, you know it, like PCP. This guy's completely fucked up. And they were saying how crazy it is that their friend died because they didn't expect him all of a sudden. But they were in such a good mood. They were laughing, this, that, you know, like their friend is in a better place. And it's like, I can't believe he's gone and this, that. And but they're still taking it so lightly, you know. And they're a big crowd of like 30, 40 friends. And they all get fucked up all the time. And like, they looked at the situation so lightly and not say, "Oh yeah, we gotta stop doing our shit because our friend is dead." You know, no, that's just, you know, completely like, you know, those extreme snowboarder type. Okay, those, you know what I mean? Like those type of guys. Like these guys were not like the typical meth heads that you think, like with fucked up teeth and shit. Like, no, these guys were normal. One of them actually works at a studio, like. So yeah, and it was just crazy. It was crazy. But they were cool guys. I took him from Santa Clarita to LA. It was a long ass ride, so we talked a lot. I talked about my past, they talked about their past, cracked some jokes. It was fun. It was pretty good. That's about it, guys. This was the first episode of season 2. And now we're officially, it's about LA stories.